I think in overall context, I mean, it was a big improvement from the previous six matches, Cahill. I mean, I thought Sligo played with a lot more structure. They certainly didn't look like a team that was lacking in confidence from after suffering the six defeats to date, and you know, played with a lot of energy. You know, tried to get the ball forward. You know, with real pace and purpose. But in fairness, Cahill, as I was saying, like, both teams played very, very similarly. They dropped players when they needed to, and then once relied on turnovers there to break a pace. And I think Offaly were just slightly better in that regard, but certainly a lot more positive game for Sligo. Now, it's very disappointing that we didn't get the win here today, because I think it would have just lifted spirits around the county, facing into the Galway game on May 18th, home game, which is going to be a very difficult game, but certainly they will take some positives from this game.
This is the end of Sligo's league campaign. They will play in Division 4 next season. Tommy, you mentioned it off air, and we were on asking when was the last time that Sligo didn't collect a point in the Allianz League. They finished with 7 losses out of 7. They lost to Roscommon in the FBD League as well. But does that tell the full picture of this Sligo team and this Sligo setup?
Yeah, well, I just think we've probably been a little bit unlucky at home, I suppose. When you go back to look at the game against Down the first day, it looked like we had the game won and were a point up with time up and injury time up, and unfortunately even Down came forward, and even at that stage I thought they might just pop the point and just to get the draw to make sure the result, because they were after losing their first game to Laois, and they went for the goal, and we very unluckily lost that game. I suppose the Westmeath game, once again, I felt it was a big improvement on the previous game against Louth, where we were just very defensively open at the back, and I just thought against Westmeath, even though we lost by 8 points, I thought it was a very positive performance in a lot of regards, and just a couple of turnovers cost us badly. I mean, once again today, I mean, an extremely entertaining game, and I see a lot of the Offaly crowd just gathering over at the corner of the flag, just congratulating their team, because as we said, obviously the other result went their way, and they've retained their Division 3 status. And but from a Sligo perspective, they will take a lot of positives, Cahill, out of this game, in the sense that there was a lot of better things there today. They played with a lot of purpose. There were some scores, it was good energy, but we do need to start eliminating the mistakes that we're making in games, because that's what's costing us. And I think Offaly, if they're a little bit more clinical, certainly if they were Galway, they would have had a couple of goals today, because once we turned over the ball, a number of times we turned over the ball when we were very much committed players forward and we're on the front foot, and once that ball was turned over, in fairness to Offaly, they transitioned the ball from the back to the front at every opportunity you could see. If they even Sligo fouled them, they were trying to get the ball forward at pace. And it really entertained us here this afternoon, because both teams probably did turn over the ball quite regularly, and then when they did turn over the ball, the other team attacked at pace, and it was a really entertaining match.
Sligo, of course, under Paul Taylor, have introduced so many players, and lots of people have been commenting on the amount of players that have been missing from an experience point of view for Sligo. Tommy, how have you assessed the impact that those new players have made?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's very much a learning curve. I mean, for both management and players, I mean, there's a lot of inexperience also in the management team, in the sense that, it's the first, I suppose, inter-county job that Paul has had. He did manage under 20-21s, hasn't managed a club senior team. So, I mean, Paul is learning as well in the sense, and learning very much with the players. And, he'll be hurting this evening, there's no doubt about it. He'd be pleased that there was a lot more positives here today than there have been in the previous games. But certainly from a player point of view, I thought, for example, now a lot of players grew in stature today. I thought Derek Cummins probably had his best ever game in a Sligo jersey, and it looked like that he'd scored the winning point. Sean Carabin, I thought, really, once again, he's had quite a decent league campaign, played very, very well here today. Mikey Gordon started growing into that game. So it's a real learning curve for both management and players. And look, you can learn a lot out of defeats, and hopefully that we do that going forward, because we have a real tough proposition now facing us against Galway and Murfitts Park. And I just think it's very important, I suppose, that, we form a tactic that we're going to probably limit the threat that Galway's going to have up front, because, I mean, if we play with the openness that we probably have played in the National League, I mean, we'll really be playing into a real fluid Galway attack, and so it's a real big challenge for us.
And you mentioned it there, that game against Galway now is the next item on the menu for the Sligo senior footballers, about 8 weeks to go to that one. How does Paul Taylor and Sligo approach that now in terms of training and stuff and preparing for that over the next 8 weeks? And for you, what are realistic expectations for Sligo to have ahead of the championship?
Yeah, well, I suppose certainly from Paul's point of view, I mean, the main thing is to remain positive. I mean, look, it has been, it has been, I suppose, quite difficult league campaign for Paul in that regard. I mean, what you always do as a manager, you start looking at the positives and, how you're going to build on them, and, how you're going to correct all the negatives that you're doing in the game. And that has to be the first thing, is start identifying what we need to improve on. And I think that's a big thing. Another big thing I feel, Cahill, is, very much very important for Paul and the backroom staff to stay extremely positive and encouraging for the players, because it is going to be, you know, a difficult week. You know, I mean, certainly, as I said, if we got the win today, you know, everyone would have been on the front foot and would have got a lift, you know, from a victory here. And certainly the fact that Offaly had something to play for, and it, you know, if we had relegated them down with ourselves, you know, in that sense, it would have been a positive in our regard. But I mean, it is going to be difficult. I mean, there's no doubt. But I mean, look, at this stage, we probably have nothing to lose. I mean, we're not expected now really to get anything from that Galway game. I mean, you know, after our league campaign. So, I mean, and, you know, Galway obviously are doing very well, and results are going to show us, are they in a league final or not, I suppose, fairly shortly. You know, but I mean, it's going to be difficult for Sligo. I mean, it's going to be the reopening of the pitch in Markfitch Park, you know, which, you know, hopefully the lads will have a bit of time to prepare on. But certainly it's going to be difficult. But I think the main thing is to keep positive, you know, encourage the players, you know, learn from the mistakes we made in the National League, and, you know, go out and give it their all when they play Galway.